Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Yuma daf Samech Hey, and we're in the middle of this machokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we had said in the Mishnah that if one of the goats, meaning you have two goats, one Lashem, one Lazazel, if one of them dies, so then you bring another pair and you do another lottery, and then the Mishnah said the second one that's left. Meaning, right, let's say the Sir Lashem dies, so you're left with a Sir Lazazel. So you bring another pair of goats, you do a lottery, the one that's Sir Lashem, so that you take as a replacement for the animal that died, and then you're left with two Sir Lazazels. Right? So the Mishnah had said, the language of, that Hasheni, that the second one, Yira Ashishtaev, has to go to the field, right, gets a mum, then he can sell it, etc. Well, the Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue as to what the Gemara, what the Mishnah meant when it said the second Sir Lazazel, let's say, for example. Is it the first pairless, right? The first one whose pair, the Sir Lashem, died? Or is it the second one who, you know, that you brought in the new pair? Which Sir Lazazel are you using, and which Sir Lazazel are you sending out to graze and get a mum, etc.? So Ravid said that you use the first one, right? That you use the first goat that lost its partner as the Sir Lazazel, that's using the Avodah, and the second one, meaning the paired goat that did not end up Lashem, but rather end up Lazazel, right, that has the pair, right, that one is goes out to the field, and Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite, that you use the second goat that for the Avodah, and the first one that lost its paired Sir Lashem, right, that one goes out to the field, to the field. And grazes. The Gemara said yesterday that the machlokes simply is whether bali chayim is nidochin, whether live animals can become re-qualified for use on the mizbeach. Right? If once they have been disqualified, right, can they then be re-qualified? So Rav holds that bali chayim ain a nidochin, that a live animal cannot be permanently disqualified from the mizbeach, and therefore the original goat that lost its pair, right, once you pair it again, it can be used again, it can be re-qualified to be used, right, in the avodah, to be used as a Sir Lazazel or whatever. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's not true, that once a live animal becomes disqualified, it is no longer, right, able to be re-qualified again. So, okay, with that background, we're here on Samach Dal and Rabbeis, by three lines up, Tanan. Again, we're trying to bring different proofs, right, who is correct, right? Rav, who says that you use the first Sir Lazazel, or Rav Yochanan, who says you use the second. So, says, now the Gemara says like this, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, Tanan, She'in Chatas Tzibur Mesa, meaning that if you flip back to the Mishnah on Samach Beisim and Aleph, what was the logic? What if the Mishnah had said the reason that Hasheni Yira Ad She'Yistayev, right, whoever you decide, whichever goat is quote unquote the Sheni, but the reason that we send that goat out to pasture so that it can develop a mum and then be sold, as opposed to letting it die, was because quote She'in Chatas Tzibur Mesa, because we had a concept we mentioned again already in the Masechta that a korban chatas that belongs to the Tzibur, right, that atones for the tzibur, that doesn't die. That is Allah Moshe Mishinai, that a korban chatas that belongs to a yachid, right, that does die, right, if for whatever reason that person either achieved atonement, right, he was a mechaper with another animal, or maybe that person dies and the korban chatas, right, doesn't need to atone for him anymore because he passed away. So that we know by a korban yachid that the animal is left to die, but a korban tzibur does not. And that's what the Mishnah picks up on, right? That's what the Gemara picks up on. Meaning the Mishnah had said, the reason we leave the goat out to pasture is because she'in chatas tzibur mesa, because we the korban chatas that belongs to the masses, belongs to the tzibur, does not die. But hadi yachid ge'gavna mesa. But if you did have a korban chatas in a similar case to our Mishnah, if it was a korban yachid, a chatas yachid, then it would die. So Mishlama, so this makes sense, the Rabbi Yochanan. This makes sense, quote Rabbi Yochanan, because the Rabbi Abba bar Amarav, because of what Rabbi Abba says in the name of Rav. Now, before we say what Rabbi Abba says in the name of Rav, we're going to give a little background here, but again, we're looking for a parallel case to our Mishnah, where you have, let's say, two chatas yachids, right? Our case is the case of a chatas tzibur, right? A sir mishdalech, or the sir lashem, right? The korban tzibur, but a parallel case where you have two of them, right, and the korban yachid, right, the chatas yachid is left to die, right? Again, because that's the implication of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah implies that the reason we don't let this goat die is because it's korban tzibur, but a korban yachid would die. So now, what's that parallel case? So just to backtrack and give a little background, the Mishnah says in Temura that if a person loses his Korban Chatos, the person has to bring a Korban Chatos, he was, I don't know, violated Shabbos Peshogeg, Rechman Al-Tzlan, whatever, so he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So let's say you lose that animal, right? And then you lose the animal, you got to bring another one. So then all of a sudden the original shows up. So Rebbe says in that Mishnah that you can use whichever animal you want, and the other one dies, right? Because again, Korban Yochid, right? Korban Chatos Yochid is Mesa; it dies, right? If it is not needed. Chachamim say no. That's only when do you say that a Korban Yochid, Korban Chatos to a Yochid dies? That's only if you already brought the backup as a Korban. But if you have both animals there and available to you, and you found it before you brought it. Before you brought the second one, so then you can just choose whatever you want and leave the second one out to pasture, right, and redeem it, etc. So on that Mishnah, that's Rabbi Abba Bar Amarav. He said that a kol modim, that everybody agrees, the Rebbe and the Chachamim both agree, shem niskaper b'she'ino avuda, that for whatever reason you brought the second one and you did the korban with the second korban chatas with the backup. So then avuda mesa. Then everybody agrees that the original animal, right, that the first one, right, that you let leave to die. I mean, everybody is masking. So that's a parallel case, right? Because what's it called? Because now our case is what? What happened by us? Us also. We had a korban chatas that you needed. That you, the first one was messed up. It was not. It lost its pair, then you have the second chatas. So if you bring the second chatas, the first one, you leave to die. So that's parallel according to Rabbi Yochanan, because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that as well, that the first korban, Sir Lazazel, for example, is disqualified, right? The korban Hashem died, right? Its pair died. You bring another pair, you use both of the second pairs, and therefore, the first one, right, the Mishnah has to qualify and clarify that the first one does not die like a Korban Yochid, a Korban Chatzis of a Yochid. Rather, it's put out to pasture because it's a Korban Tzibor. El Larav, but Korban Rav, who says that it's no, that you use the first animal and not the second. Right, so the problem is that Havi Lekim Mefarish Shtechatos LaAchrayis. That's similar to setting up a situation where you separate two Korban Chatzis, right? In case la'acharayis, in case you lose one, right? Because what's the meaning? If you have two korban chatzis, that you have a choice, right, to use one or the other, right? You say, I'm going to separate this as my korban chatzis. Then you separate another one, right, just in case you lose the first one. So that's similar to our case, because the sir la'azazel, right, was separated. It got disqualified. You have another one that is equally as available. Right, so that you have, it's like you have two animals sitting there waiting to be chosen. Right, the only reason you say, as we're going to point out in a second, that the only reason you use the first one, right, is because Rabbi Yossi, that's a mitzvah to choose the first, but really both of them are available. And so therefore, that Mishnah is like a case of separating two chatos, d'achrayos, separating two korban chatoses at the same time, right, for one chiyuv. I'm Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi said, what's the halach in that case? That if you shtei chatos, d'achrayos, if you separate two animals for korban chatos, to make sure that if you lose the first one, you can bring the second one. Miskaper b'achas mehem shniyat tireh. You don't kill the other one, right? You take one of those animals, and the second one goes out to graze. Well, that's a korban chatas yachid, right? That dies. That doesn't die. That goes out to the field. If you're telling me our mission implies that a korban chatas of a yachid goes and dies, so according to Rav, right, it seems that he doesn't. Right? The implication of the Mishnah is that against Rav. And so the Gemara says, "Kaven d'amar Rava, Rav Savra, like Rabbi Yossi, d'amar mitzvah v'rishon, meikara k'mafresh li'ibud dami." So the Gemara says that, like we mentioned, that really, since Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, that you have the mitzvah is to bring the first one. It's not as if you separated two chatos la'achrayis. It's not as if you separated two chatos and one is a guarantee in case the first one gets lost. No, it's you're originally separating the second one to be lost, meaning, since you know you're taking the first Sir Lazazel, so the second one is set aside, li'ibud, it's already set aside with you having in mind that it's going to be lost. So therefore, right, if it was a Korban Yachid, right, it's never going to be, in that case, if you would separate two goats, and one of them for sure is not going to be, it's going to be a backup, it's not going to be offered, so then that gets sent out to die. That's already, that has a parallel in the Korban Yachid. Okay. Tanan without the Mishnah. Again, trying to support Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said, right, not that the second goat goes out to pasture, but that the second goat goes to die. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Sheni, Shebezug Rishon Yira, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's the first goat, the first Sir Lazazel, is the one that's sent out to the pasture. So Rabbi Yehuda Thomas, right, that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't go out to pasture, it should die, because in this Kapi Bisheni, Shebezug Sheni, because you get the Kaparo with the second goat. Right, El Rav, the Amar Sheni Bezug Sheni Yireh, but according to Rav, who says that if you the second goat, meaning the second pairing, goes out to the field and you use the first Sir Lazazel, Rabbi Yehuda Yamos, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell you that no, I disagree. The second Sir Lazazel doesn't go out to the field; it goes to die. Rabbi Yehuda b'Maimi Kaper. Well, how are you getting atonement then? Right? Which one are you getting kapar with? Right, you're not using the first one because Rabbi Yehuda holds it by the Chaim Nidachin. Again, we pointed that before. That by the Chaim Nidachin, if Rabbi Yehuda says the second goat goes to die, right, and he holds it by the Chaim Nidachin, well, the first goat is no good either. So Gemara says, okay, well, yeah, me suffers Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shabbat Sheni Kai. Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about the second goat, the second pair. Right, I mean, he's talking Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Bezug Rishon Kai. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the first goat, right, that one goes to die. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Yochanan, right, and he holds that no. That he disagrees, right, with the Chachamim as well, right? That you take the first goat, the first Sir Lazazel, that goes to die, and then you use the second one, the second Sir Lazazel, just like you use the second Sir Lashem. Okay. Now, V'ika de Kamosiv Hachi. Some people say that the Machokas is like this. Rashi says again, what we quoted earlier, what we're about to quote right now, originally we said that was a kasha on Rav. Now we're saying that's a kasha actually on Rabbi Yochanan. V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what was the end of our Mishnah? Right? Could I go back right to Samach Beis and Aleph? Right? Rabbi Yehuda had said that two things. He had disagreed. He had said, first of all, I don't hold that the second goat goes to the field and to get a mum to be sold. I hold that that goes and that dies. And the second thing, then the Mishnah said at the end, right, if you look at the second last line in Samach Bezim and Aleph, the Odam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also said that Nishbach Adam Yimos HaMishtalech and Mesa Mishtalech Yishbach Adam, that if the blood of the Sir Lashem, for whatever reason, doesn't make it to the Mizbeach, it spills out early, right, so then the Sir Lazazel has to die, and if the Sir Lazazel dies, so that before you're able to sprinkle the blood, so then you spill out the blood, and that's no good, and right, you got to do the whole thing again. So that's our Gemara quotes, right? Ve'od Amar, back in our Gemara, Ve'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, Yom HaMishtalech, Meis HaMishtalech, Yishpach Adam, so Bishlam Ol Rav, this makes sense according to Rav. Because Reisha, because the first machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, right, whether it goes out to pasture or it dies, right, pligi b'chatzas tzibur. That's talking about chatzas tzibur, right? That the machlokas whether you a korban chatzas that belongs to the tzibur dies or goes out to pasture. And the second machlokas was seifa pligi b'alechayim. The second machlokas is whether b'alechayim nidachim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that b'alechayim get pushed off or are permanently disqualified, and therefore again you can't use any animal that is ever, right, become disqualified. So what if the goat, right, again, if let's say one of the blood spills or the Sir Mishtalech dies, so its counterpart cannot be used because you can't replace it with another backup. And the Chacham say that's not true, that you buy the Chayim in a Nidachin, that you could replace it and requalify the animal. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, mine for oat, right, what's the extra, right, what's the second, and also the second machlokas? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, right, again, as Rashi points out, right, the Chachamim were also referring to the first Sir Lazazel, when they said that when the Sheni is sent to grave, right, sent to the pasture, right, so that they're talking about the first animal, the first Sir Lazazel. So that's only one machlokas, right, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether a korban chatas, right, is left to die, meaning korban chatas tzibur is left to die, or whether it's goes out to the field, right, the row of the Yistayv, right, and gets to get a mum. So the Gemara says, Enechanami, Kasha, that's the difficulty, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, with the language of the Mishnah of Ve'od, right, okay, because it's implying that there are two machlokes in here, right, really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there would really only be one. Okay, now that we just quoted that, let's go back into it. Ve'od Amar Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, Yamas HaMishtalech, right, if for whatever reason the blood of the Sir Lashem spilled out before it got to the Mizbeach, so then you let the Sir Mishtalech dies, you can't use that one, you have to bring another pair. And likewise, if the Sir Mishtalech dies before he gets, before the blood is sprinkled, excuse me, so then You have to get, you're right, you can't sprinkle that blood, you need to spill out that blood, and you need to bring another pair of goats. The Gemara says, I get it, why if the blood of the Sir Lashem spills out, doesn't get sprinkled, then you have to leave the Sir Mishtalech to die, right? Because you haven't done the Avoda, you haven't finished the process, the mitzvah, of offering the Sir Lashem. Right? Ela Mesa Mishtalech, but if the Sir Mishtalech dies before you can sprinkle the blood, am I Yishpach Adam? Why can't you just sprinkle the blood anyway? Right? Ha'is Avilei Mitzvasa. Right? The mitzvah of the Sir Lazazel is already done. Now, the obvious question is, what are you talking about? The Sir Lazazel goes on a long walk off a short cliff. You haven't done anything. But we quoted earlier that, if you remember, that, I forget exactly where exactly, this Rashi quote over here, the Mucker, I don't see it. Okay, maybe it's another Gemara. But either way, we said earlier in the Masechta that that's not Makkeh. That the crucial aspect of the Sir Lazazel is the lottery. Meaning that's the thing that really has to be done. That's the part of the Sir Mishtalech that's Makkeh. That's Rashi quotes, right? That only the things that are Makkeh are the stuff that the Kohen Gadol does, right, in the Big Day Lavan. So meaning the Sir Mishtalech gets taken out by anybody, right? Even a non-Kohen can take him and kick him off a cliff. So that's not crucial. Meaning meaning the Sir Lazazel, for intents and purposes, in terms of the Likuva, the Bidiyevet, the Makkeh crucial avodas on Yom Kippur, so it's done already, right? All you need to do is do the lottery. So why wouldn't you then still sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach if the Sir Lazazel kind of just drops dead right after after the lottery was completed? So Gemara says, where are we here? Right, okay, so Amrei Debei Rabbi Yannai, they said in the base measures of Rabbi Yannai, Amrei Kirk says a pasuk, Yam l'chai lefnei Hashem l'chaper alav, right, that it has to be alive, right, to be an atonement before Hashem. Ad ma'asai yehei zokig lioschai, how long does the Sir Lazazel have to stay alive? Right, ad shas matan damim shel chavero, right, until, right, the lifnei Hashem l'chaper, until you do the avoda to Hashem l'chaper, to atone. What atones for the Sir Hashem? The sprinkling of the blood. So the Sir Lazazel has to be alive as long as, until you complete that avoda. Okay, Tanan Hasam. Now, this is a different halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that we quoted in Masechta Shkalim, and we're going to bring Kasha from our Mishnah. Right? That's why it's here, or a comparison at least from our Mishnah. So let's do it. So Tanan Hasam, we learned the Mishnah over there in Shkalim towards the beginning. Bnei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Es Shikleim. If you remember, if people send the Machzitz Shekel with a Shliach to Yerushalayim, and then V'nigvu O She'avdu, and the coins, right, the Machzitz Shekel coins were stolen or lost, right? Again, the shlichim had the status of a shomer chinam, and therefore who is potter in kedem v'aveda, so he would not have to pay for it. The question is, who does he swear to? Who does the coins belong to at the time of the theft? And who did this shomer chinam therefore owe a shvua? In nitrumu truma, if the truma had already been given, meaning if they had taken, meaning the machzitz shekel from the boxes, right, called the truma salishka, yes, if they had taken it already, and they, before the coins were stolen or before they found out, so then they spend the gizbar, and then the money already belongs to the people who to the treasurers in the Beis Hamikdash, to the gizbar, and therefore the shomer chinam swears to that. Vimlav, but if not, meaning you found out whether the coins were lost or stolen before they did this whole process in the Beis Hamikdash, then the shomer l'vnei ayir shok l'nechrem tachtem, right, then the shomer chinam has to swear to the people in the town. And they need to bring more, right? They need to bring another machzitz shekel because their chiyuv has not been fulfilled already, because the money has not yet become property of the Beis Hamikdash. Nimtzu, if then afterwards this all went down, and this is the important part that we're going to talk about, if you found them afterwards, I think, right, maybe? Sort of. All right, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Fighter, sorry. So Nimtzu, if you then found those coins, right? Oh, Sheikh Zirin Maganafim, or the thieves, right? They kind of like had a change of heart. So then Elu Shkalim Him, then both of them, meaning the new Shkalim that the Bnei Ha'ir designated, and the ones they originally gave are Shkalim. They're both considered to be Machzitz Shekel. Vein Olu Lehem L'Shana Abba, but you can't roll over that credit to next year. And yet they both go to the Beis HaMikdash this year. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Olam L'Shana Haba. No, it does roll over to the next year. The Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's his logic? Omer, Rabbi says, that Kasam Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, that Chobos Shal Shana Zu Krevi L'Shana Haba, that you can actually use this year's thing, this year's money, this year's chiyuvim, this year's obligation, for next year. Now, once you're saying that, now we come back to our topic. So, Esrei Abaye, Abaye said, what are you talking about? Parvet Sar Shayom Kippurim She'avdu. Let's say you set aside a par and a seer for the Yom Kippur, and you separated other animals. And so too, a seer for a korban, for if Amishal, Rov of Amishal did a vodazara, so there's a korban, right? So if you separated a goat for that korban, and then it got lost, and you separated a different one, right? And you took a backup animal. So then, if you find the original animals, then kulam yamusu, all the original animals have to die to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, again, that's right. The chatos. Again, we said before that a chatos that belongs to a yachid dies, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a chatos tzibur also dies. Right, if it's already been right, if the backups, if the second animals have been used already. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that even Chatas Tzibur Mesa. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, remember Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, Yiru Ad She'istavu, Yiru Ad She'istavu, Rabbi Yimachru, Vipul Demein, Lenadav Hashem Chatas Tzibur Mesa, right? That's the standard, that's the Shita Chacham, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say that, no, Chatas Tzibur, right, does not get put to death, it's only a Chatas Yachid. But now the Kasha is, the implication is, again, it's not set out straight up by Abaye, but if you're telling me that if you have two, again, what's the case by Ishkolim, right? You have two, right? You have two half shekels, two machzitzes of shekels. So Rabbi Yehuda says they all both belong, the Chachamim say they both belong to this year. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what are you talking about? Take one this year and give one next year. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chovos Shal Shana Zu, Krivos Shal Shana Haba, that you can use this year's obligation for next year's if for whatever reason you offered it already, so why doesn't he do that with the same goat, with the goats over here, right? Or the par of the goat. Excuse me, why don't you just do that with the korban of Yom Kippur, right? Or the korban for the seer for Avodah Zarah. So why can't you roll it over to next year? So Marlai, so he said back to, who said? Abaye said, right, to Rava. So Rava said back to Abaye. So korban of Tzibur, what do you mean? You're talking about a korban Tzibur, right? What is it? Shiny korban of Tzibur, could the Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Yoshia? Because there's a special halacha about korban Tzibur. Rabbi Yoshia said, Rabbi Tavi said the name of Rabbi Yoshia. Then Rabbi Tavi, I'm Rabbi Yoshia. I'm Rakhul. The pasuk says, "Zos olas chodesh b'chatzot l'chashia shana." And the pasuk is very famous pasuk, right? We read it every Rosh Chodesh. Zos olas chodesh b'chatzot l'chashia shana. Right? I'm Ratora chode, or probably chadesh. Right? Chadesh v'aveli korban mitshuma chadasha. Right? Bring me a new korban from the new shkolim, from the new machzitz shekel, right? All the korban tzibur have to be brought from a certain year. You can't roll over a korban tzibur from one year to the next. Right? A person has a chiyuv, a personal chiyuv, that you could say, but the pasuk says very clearly that a korban tzibur has to be brought from that year's money, not rolled over money. So the Gemara says, okay, hatenach seir. Okay, that works with a seir and Yom Kippur, right, which is a korban tzibur. But a par, right, again, as we pointed out earlier in the Masechta, the Kohen Gadol buys the par of his own money. So Michael, I mean, right, that's a korban yachid. The Gemara says, gzera par out to seir. This is a gzera, because if you allow the bull, right, the par to roll over to next year, so maybe you'll do that with the goat. The Gemara says, mishum gzera ya musu. So therefore, because it's a gzera, a dindra banan, you're going to leave the animal to die. Well, that's, are you kidding? Right, why, if with the evidence you can let it out to graze and buy another korban, right? It's all, why won't you do that? So, another question. Right, and more than that, that whole halacha that we just said, the pasuk says that you have to buy the korban tzibur from the money that was donated that year, that's only the chachilu. It's only a mitzvah. It's not b'di'evit. Dam Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, korban tzibur haban be'echa b'nisan, mitzvah l'havi min ha'chadash. Right, you bring the korban tzibur after, right, the first of Nisan, any korban tzibur after the new year, right, so then, it's a mitzvah to bring the money from the new machzitz shekel, but if you min ha'yashan yotzav, el'chizr mitzvah, right, but if you brought it from last year's money, you're still yotzei, right, you messed up, you missed out on the mitzvah, you're still yotzei. So that can't be, there's no way, that doesn't make sense. That's the pshat. So Ella, Amar Rabbi Zeri says, l'fisha in ha'gor al-koveh mishana l'chavarta. Why can't you use the animals from 1 year to the next, even though Rav Yehuda says you can fulfill your chiyuv with the last years, you can roll over chiyuvim and use them for the next year. So Rabbi Zera explains, because in a gorah kover mishana lechavrita, because the gorah, so you, right, again, when you have a goat for the shilah zozel, so that doesn't work out. You can't use last year's lottery to determine, right, what is what. So if you're left over with a second, I don't know, Seir LaZazel, you can't just use that next year, right, because the lottery only determined that the Seir LaZazel was the Seir LaZazel this year. Right, so that you can't necessarily use that for next year. So the Gemara says the obvious question, well, okay, Venesi Venagril. Okay, so use that goat and do another lottery. What's the big deal? So Gemara says, Xer Shamar Yomru HaGoral Koveh HaMishana LeChavrita. Well, we don't want people to say that the Goral, that the lottery determines from this year to the next. So the Gemara says, okay, Hatei Nechsayir, part of Ma'ikil HaMimar. So same question we had before. That works. If that concern only exists by a goat. But what about the par, the par that the Kohen Gadol brings? There's no lottery there. So Gemara says, Xer Paratu Sayir, because we're concerned that maybe if we roll over the goat, the bull, right, the par, we'll roll over the goat. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mushum Xer Yamusu, same question. What do you, so there's Xerah, maybe people will think, and we're being gozer from the par onto the goat. What do you mean? Therefore, the animal should die? So Gemara says, Amru, Rabbanan Kamei Dabaye, Xerah Mushum Chatas Shemesu Baalea. It's Xerah, because what's going to happen? We're concerned that maybe it'll be a korban chatas shemesu ba'ala. Right? Maybe the Kohen Gadol will die in the middle of the year, and then you're left with this animal that belonged to the Kohen Gadol last year. You want to use it for the following Yom Kippur, but the owner of the animal is passed away, the Kohen Gadol. Right? And what's the din by a korban chatas shemesu ba'ala? That animal has to die. You're not allowed to use that as a korban. So we're concerned that maybe that animal will turn into a chatas shemesu ba'ala, and you can't use it on this mizbech. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hatei Nachpar. That only works, now the other way, right? That only works, right, if you're talking about a Korban Yachid, right, by a Korban that's owned by the Kohen Gadol. But the Seir, I mean, that's a Korban Tzivor, Michael and me, right? There's no such thing as Chata Shemesa Balea by a Korban Tzivor. So the Gemara says, Gzer Sawyer Adupar. Now they go the other way, right? We're gonna decree on the goat because we don't want to roll over the par of the Kohen Gadol, because maybe he'll die in the middle of the year. And the Gemara says again, Mishum Gzer Yamusu. Right, what is because of this gzera, you're going to leave the animal to die. So the Gemara says, "Alexander, mishum chata she'avra shnasa." No, really, it's a gzera because maybe it'll be a goat that is more than 1 year old. Right, the goat, as you bring on Yom Kippur, right, has to be less than a year old. Right, if it's older than 1 year, it is no good. So we're concerned that maybe the goat from this year will be older, right, than a year next year. Now, the Gemara says very well, as you're probably thinking, Gzera, you're telling me we're concerned that maybe this year's goat will be older than a year on next year's Yom Kippur? Right? He gufachatas shavra shnasahi. What do you mean? Obviously, if a year passes, the goat has to be older than a year. What does that mean? So Gemara says, hello, Kasha. No, I can figure out, that's not a problem. I can figure out a way that the goat will be next year's Yom Kippur will still not be a full year old. How does that work? Kirevi, like Rebbe Shita D'Tanya, as we learned in Rebbeza, Shana Tamima has to be one full year. Now, this is not necessarily by a goat. This is by the halacha of Bater Ayichoma. We're going to explain a little bit tomorrow, just because we'll continue onto Amud Aleph. But basically, what does Rebbe say? He says that Monash Shalosh Me'as Rishishim Chamisha Yom Kemini Yumas Achama. That what is a year in this context is 365 days, right? In the solar year. And Chachamim say, no, you use a lunar calendar. But either way, if you're using the solar calendar, so there are 11 days between the solar and the lunar calendar, right? So Yom Kippur this year, right, is 11 days earlier than Yom Kippur next year is 11 days earlier than Yom Kippur this year. Well, how old does a goat have to be when you bring it on Yom Kippur? It has to be 8 days old. So if it's, let's say, 8 days old on this Yom Kippur, right, next year it'll be 3 days old, right, on next year's Yom Kippur. It'll be 2 days shy of its 1 year birthday, and that's how you could theoretically have a goat that is younger than a year. That's why there's a gzeira that if you don't have that exact time frame, right? So then the goat will be older than a year, i.e. implying that there are certain scenarios that where the goat will not be older than a year, but therefore what goes there, we make a decree to make sure you can't use a goat from this year on next year, next year's Yom Kippur, because it might be older than 1 year, and therefore it would be possible. Okay, we'll do a little bit more. We'll clarify this as this gets on to Amud Aleph, but for now, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.